What's up, guys? My name is Emerson, your favorite manic and melanated photographer.
Hey, hey, this is Alex, or you can call me Peach, your local content creator and fruit enthusiast.
And welcome to the Photo Bros Podcast,
your one-stop shop for all things photography, videography, and content creation.
Yo,
yo,
yo, yo. Welcome to episode 13 of the Faux Bros Podcast.
Yes, Faux Bros Podcast, where you can learn everything about photography, videography, and content creation.
Oh, what? We just redid our intro again.
What? No, we already know our intro, though. That's
God, bro. You literally...
What are you trying to say to me?
I'm not... Oh, my God.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever. All right. So everyone's wondering what today's episode is about. We are talking about artificial lighting. Well, a lot more other stuff, but specifically artificial lighting.
Boom.
And who do we have today, Emerson?
We have my little brother, not biologically, Justin with us.
Justin. And if you don't know him, well, he's pretty well known. He's in the Instagram world.
You can follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram, Justin?
Midnight Killjoy.
Okay.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. So
I feel so silly saying that.
But yes,
it's catchy though, bro. Yeah.
But Justin, welcome to the show. And I don't know, tell us a little spiel about yourself. Like, you know, how long have you been doing photography?
So I would say I started around like October 2022. That was like when I booked my first shoot.
Wait, what? Hold up.
I honestly feel like you started a lot before.
I thought you started out a lot earlier.
Yeah, probably like since 5 years old probably.
So I've known how to use a camera for a very long time.
Okay.
Most of the time I would be the kid with the disposable camera.
Okay.
That's why I like shooting film now. But over... like, I think in high school, I took a photography course and I learned how to use like shutter speed, aperture, you know, like ISO, like I knew what those things did. And then I kind of just dropped it.
Wow.
But
same. I remember that
over time, like, especially during COVID, like I just stopped like hanging out with friends. I stopped going out and
vibes.
I mean, the government said no hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of followed
true
that.
Vibes.
Yeah.
I bought a GoPro, but I wanted to do more with it. So I got like my starter Sony camera and then eventually I actually in my house played around with like action figures and stuff to learn what things did.
Wait,
again,
what kind of toys?
Before actually, like I had like a Master Chief figure that I photographed a lot, and like
that's pretty cool.
A Harley Quinn statue and like a Poison Ivy one too, whatever.
Whoa, wow.
But
that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That was about a whole year before I actually DM somebody to shoot because I was scared.
Oh yeah. Did you hyperventilate too? Because I did.
Yes.
Because I
was nervous too.
Because I typed it all up right in Instagram and then I was like struggling to put send, and then I used my other hand to push the other hand to push send.
You guys used Instagram to get your first shoot?
Yeah.
Oh, did you
used Model Mayhem. I created a Model Mayhem account.
Oh man.
And I started getting like inboxes because I was like, I'm a beginner photographer.
Yeah,
and
I never did that because
I have not used my Model Mayhem account. I think I just used it like a couple of weeks ago and got matched up with a model, but that was my first time using it in like 3 years. I don't know anybody who still uses Model Mayhem.
They might. Yeah. I mean, I follow their Instagram account. I didn't really create an account for it, but it might be cool. I usually chat it up with other people, other models, other photographers, other creatives. Mm-hmm. And then eventually when we build a whole like relationship or rapport or like a really good bond, and then maybe the question will pop up.
Yeah.
At least that's how I do it, because, you know, if I just do it out of the blue, like it'll sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I found it out the hard way. Yeah. But
things happen.
Yeah, it does. But we're going to dive into this.
Let's dive right in.
All right. So artificial lighting. Now I've talked about this multiple times before. Emerson, you can see it on his page. He used it too. I use it a bit. I use it a lot.
You use it way more than me.
Yeah. Yeah. Recently, a lot of people won't know this, or maybe they will. Mm-hmm. I recently got, and for Christmas, because I got Christmas money, so I kind of caved in and then looked on eBay and found an Amaran 150C, right?
Yeah, I remember when you told me that. I was so jealous of you.
And then I got
that light.
And I also got a Fresnel at the same time.
Love that light.
Come on.
Love that modifier. My favorite. That's my favorite modifier.
No,
yeah.
But no, I want to shout out to Justin because he told me about all this. And I said, I really want to create something with these. So, and I did. Which I'll show you guys a photo that I created a few weeks back in Richmond. I met up a model and we did an amazing shoot. What I basically, to explain this, and you can jump in, Justin, and explain this, but in Amaran 150C, basically just imagine like a lantern that looks like a space alien gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then just imagine like a ray of light just bouncing off.
It's a beautiful
and you can
light.
Change the colors, yes. Right? It can be like white light or you know, like a yellowish type of tint on that light, like warm or cool. Mm-hmm. But you can also change the color,
yep.
You know, and which I did use a lot of yellow, magenta, red, blue, cerulean, violet. And you can create a lot of stuff with it. And then the Fresnel, like imagine... Like it's like a detachment to it, which kind of like creates like a lighthouse effect. So kind of focuses the light, right? And then what I did was I put it on a tripod and then raised it up and then pointed it down to the model, put the Fresnel on, focused it, and then made like a ray of light. I had my little smoke machine, put smoke around, and it looks like, you know, like a ray of heaven. On the model, and then I made the model
like an alien abduction or something,
sort of. But imagine the model just like laying down with the blanket over her, and then she's reaching out to heaven.
So that's
what I did.
My
that's
creative cool. game,
but
y'all are.
I need a boom arm. I don't usually get it that high, but like
it was tough. I had a really like reliable tripod. Luckily, I don't have no idea if it's bent or not, but
good but, lord,
part of the game.
But I'll show you the picture later. I'll post it in a month or so.
Show it after the session.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm very interested.
But but just a shout out to Justin because he has an Amaran 300C. Which is like a lot brighter, I think, right?
Justin has
it's
just
like
way
a stop
too much
brighter.
Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot brighter.
But I got all that, right? So it really helped, you know, with my work. So
First off, can I just say this real quick? My man Justin comes with like the ultimate gear shoot. He brings a wagon.
I'm a nerd.
He brought in a whole wagon right?
into the studio. I'm like, dude.
We did a whole group shoot, and then he brings in
much stuff. Most of the stuff I don't even use. Yeah. Like, you know what I use? I use that 300C.
He does use the 300C,
and I use the Fresnel.
Yep, and that's it. Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah,
But also. Weird thing. I actually bought most of that equipment before I took a photo of somebody.
That's impressive.
I was deep in the YouTube, like, I need this, I need this, I need, and I didn't need any of that.
I had those moments, but then I just fell in love with the natural light. I still don't know how to use studio lighting, so.
You know a bit.
I know a little bit.
I've seen you around the studio ever since.
I know we have our own techniques, but what about you? Like, any specific techniques you have to kind of create specific moods?
So
and also any inspirations?
Well, the Fresnel, I love the old Hollywood lighting where it's just like the actor portrait and it's like, I don't know, like all soft and like their old face Hollywood. Looks so good. It technically is a hard light, but it's a soft hard light.
Interesting.
So like the shadows are there a lot more shadows, but they're less defined. So a hard light is the shadows are like really sharp. But the Fresnel makes it softer. So it's easier on people's skin. It's easier just in general on people. But I like the spotlight effect a lot because I like adding that little element of a little bit more light on somebody's face or like highlighting something on like the outfit. Also sequins light up.
Oh, big time.
with the Fresnel. So I'm addicted to shooting.
I always wanted to use a disco ball.
Okay, you know what I did actually?
What?
So I didn't have a disco ball. I didn't want to feel like buying one, like because of the full price. I went to Michael's. I got a styrofoam ball and I got a bunch of small mirrored squares.
You actually did that yourself?
Yeah.
That's
impressive.
I glued it all.
That's a DIY right there.
Yeah. I actually did. I actually used it in a shoot with my friend, Bibiana. She's an amazing model.
Shout out to Bibiana. I miss you.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I hope you're doing well.
Yep.
But anyway, I used it in that shoot. Now, that being said, that was a challenge for me. So you experienced your own share of challenges, Emerson. right? In any shooting situation, right, where you're like, okay, let's see how this goes, right? But it was challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a studio. I'm not going to name drop. I went to a studio, and the strobes were miraculously not working well. It was mostly the trigger, but luckily I have my mini RGB lights, and I just had to make do with what I had. And yep. I mean,
that's why I bring my own stuff.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, I have the alien bees, so
that's nice.
I can use that now. But yeah, I had to like improvise and pull out my RGBs, and the shots came out great. Shout outs to Jasmine Eris.of.freya. She was a good
great
sport. And yeah, we just made do with what we had, and we got some great captures with that. But yeah, sometimes you just have to think outside the box when situations happen.
For sure.
Yeah. True. But speaking of challenges, I know I had my own fair share too, where it was like the result was amazing, but it was a challenge because I struggled. But any challenges for you, Justin? Like, there's a lot of situations where you probably had to really deal with a lot of stuff in order to get the shot you want. So yeah, so any challenges you encountered like during any of your shoots, like to kind of create, like maybe to create a specific mood or a type of shot you want?
So I've had quite a few, but like I guess I kind of finesse it now. So my first like real lighting challenge, this is when I knew I learned flash photography, was I was at a wedding. And it was like a weird indoor-outdoor, and it was pitch black outside. Like there was maybe one or two lights like in the entire thing. Then on the inside, there was lights in like the corner where like nobody was. So the lighting scenarios were both and are different in both. And I took enough shots doing like flash outdoors where it wasn't as bright, and then flash indoors where I had to brighten it up more. And as soon as I got it from both scenarios, like I was like, okay, I understand this. And when people were dancing indoors, I learned that flash will actually like freeze them. Even if your shutter speed is really low, like flash, I'm a nerd. So very technical. I understand all of the like sync speeds and blah, blah, blah. So that helps.
I think we're all nerds, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, the ultimate nerd. Photography, well, pro wrestling, you name it.
Yeah, true. Because I know, I'm trying to get a strobe light myself, like similar to your alien bees.
Mm-hmm.
But because like for now, what I actually do is I use my off camera flash, and then I put it on a tripod, and then I have the trigger and transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it on a tripod, and I have my the diffuser, the umbrella. The wet umbrella, and so I use that as my. And
what's your off-camera flash? Is it a Godox 8200?
No, it's a newer. I forgot.
Oh, okay, one. Cool.
Yeah, but it does the job. But I still feel like, you know, like have you seen our friend Amir's? Have you seen his strobe?
I have not seen his
strobe. I don't know. It's a really good one. I think it might be Godox.
It's a Godox one.
Yeah, but
he uses the diffuser on it though.
He does.
That's the special sauce.
Yeah, that's the special sauce. we'll repeat that. That is the special sauce because the diffuser really does help. Mine is made out of silicone. I think he uses one that's actually a lot simpler, like a plastic box.
Yeah.
But either way, a diffuser will go a long way. But that's still my challenge today, because I'm trying to get like, you know, if I do a shoot outside where there's not a lot of sunlight, then I'll use that umbrella. But it'll do the job, but I still feel comfortable with the strobe light, you know,
just by itself. Just like a direct flash.
Yeah. Because like it'll do the work and everything. But still, I feel like I need a more powerful light, you know.
If you get it closer, it might do something more.
That actually, you got a point. It's something I got to do. But anyway, I know I got to work on my skills still, because I'm still learning every single day.
Every time I do a shoot, I learn something new. I feel like that's part of the whole journey, because I don't feel like there's ever a destination, honestly.
You're always learning. Nobody's ever perfect. I mean, I'm in YouTube University at least once a day.
Oh yeah,
watching a new video, I mean, learning new things, learning new tricks. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a perfect photographer. Yeah, we look up to certain people, but even they are learning as well. I mean, Brandon Wolfel, he says it all the time. He's all like, hey, just learned a new trick. Let me share it with you guys. And I'm all like, this guy's already the GOAT and he is learning.
Yeah.
Like I recently, what I did, like I can use RGB lights, but what I actually did is actually use the, if I go to a studio, they have strobe lights. Mm-hmm. I said, I want some color into this. So
gels.
I brought my own gels. I love gels. But you can just get some from Michaels. Just wrap it around, get some clips.
Yeah.
And I'll show you those photos later too, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I had my strobe with the blue gel on it. And then over here, I had a V flat on the black side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then...
Bam. Thanks for reminding me. I need to get some gels for my bees.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. But since you're here, Justin, any tips for us? Any tips for the community out there?
So one thing I kind of do is like everywhere I go, like I learn mostly off natural light. I see how light is reflecting off of something else. Like if there are people I'm talking to, I see what light is hitting them. Also, I look for rainbows. Because rainbows are like a special reflection or refraction of light that like it helps with angles. Like if you see how a certain like mirror or glass pane like refracts the light, that helps so much. Because something that a lot of YouTubers don't say about artificial lighting is if you really want to get more in depth with it, you have to not put the light directly on the person. You have to feather the light. You always have to get that like special angle, especially with something like Fresnel, because how they used it back in old Hollywood was they would put it like way over to the side and then have it shine right down. And then that would work its magic.
Yeah. So one thing I learned with starting to do video, I was always putting the light just literally right smack dab in front of my face. But instead I put it at a 45 degree angle and above my head. And it just changed up the way all of my videos look. So that was, I don't know why these YouTubers gatekeep that information.
Yeah, they just don't say it. They're set up the light.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of creatives out there, they're gonna gatekeep anyway. Like, a lot of people gatekeep. I
gatekeep my editing style. So.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to steal my branding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, how about you? Are you a gatekeeper?
No, I try not to be. I experiment a lot, but it's like, if somebody else is like trying to learn how I did the thing, I will just tell them straight up. Yeah, but true. Like, I'm always trying to learn. So me sharing information with people, they'll usually share like, oh, I tried to do this thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, I've tried so many experiments.
Yeah. I have two students now, so I've been very transparent with them about certain aspects and stuff, especially when it comes to natural light. So I'm always pro skill sharing. So if you're like ever any photographer that's getting a pretty decent following on Instagram, don't be afraid to like do some videos and say, hey, here's some tips and tricks. I mean, our producer Shane has been telling me for like the past year, I need to become a YouTube star and do Skillshare videos. So
yeah,
go for it.
I love that though. Like having students is like, I feel like that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
like me like shooting just around you, I've learned so much, but like,
oh man,
you actually teaching people that I love.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. It's new, but they are so receptive to it. And I love it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I also learned a lot from just hanging around and shooting with other photographers.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't love going to them anymore because social anxiety, but like
portrait meets
and like
portrait meet was my favorite, but yeah, it's because I know one thing I want to do is use like one of the RGB lights, but like do a shot where I can, if I can somehow hang it from the top,
you just got to get a boom arm
straight up going down. Yeah.
Challenge though for me. Cause there's no way I can actually do that.
Boom arms are so expensive.
They are.
And it's just like,
or good C stand, but I'm not going to get one. I'll just use like a really long one at a studio.
Why the stands are so expensive.
Because like,
we're already paying enough money for the light.
Because all the tripods are one thing, but
together.
It's the C stands.
Stands are like $200+.
No, they're made out of fucking vibranium or something. Like, so you know,
vibranium,
they're expensive as
shout out to Wakanda.
Oh yeah. Wakanda forever.
Kupo. Yes. Kupo is my brand.
What?
For C stands.
If you
Kupo.
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 K-U-P-O.
Shout outs to Kupo.
Shout outs to Kupo.
If they have an Instagram, I will follow it.
Yeah.
They probably
sponsor us.
They're slightly cheaper. I got a C-stand for like $120.
Okay, but the fact that you have to have it in your house and you have to take it apart, carry it in your car to a shoot, you know?
Yeah, it can be a lot, but I mean, I carry a lot all the time. So,
although is you only
it's the wagon?
Do you carry it to studios only?
Only studios.
But then what if they?
It outdoors.
But what if they already have a C-stand?
Then I use theirs.
But he brings it just in case.
Okay.
You gotta. Yeah. It's like being in Boy Scouts. You gotta always be prepared.
Always be
prepared. Because you never know what'll happen.
All right.
And you go to a studio and they're all like, "Oh yeah, all of our strobes are broken," and you're all like, "Dang it." Yeah. What am I supposed to use? Yeah.
There was actually a situation like that.
You were in a situation like
so
that?
So there was a studio in Baltimore that I rented, and all of their C-stands were rusted. And all of their lights didn't work.
How is that possible?
How in the world did the sprinkler system
happen? You know, that
like literally, I looked at the base of it, and like half of it was like that, like, orange like ish color, and I was like, I don't trust that.
You need some WD-40.
Yeah. Wait, which studio was this? I'm just curious.
We're not name dropping. Oh,
come on, man.
It was on Peer Space, but I don't know if it's listed anymore.
Was it? What did you pay a ton of money for it? Because I would ask for a refund.
Yeah, it wasn't 50 an hour guarantee. It was like 70 an hour or something.
It was more like 40.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say it was higher.
Hold on. With the like $80 cleaning fee.
Are you serious?
It's always a cleaning fee. Yeah, that's what gets you.
Cleaning fee kills me.
Shout out to Union 206 because I am not using Peer Space anymore.
In the DMV is Union 206.
Union 206. Woo! I bring
hands
everywhere.
Down.
Everyone there.
Hands down.
Yeah.
It's pricey, but it's worth it.
It's worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah.
I always have a great time at Union 206.
All right, now we talked about artificial lighting, and it was a great topic, but there's something I really want to ask you, Justin. Traveling with models, right? And I'm using my hand gestures, you know, like I'm like
it's a rainbow.
Yes, traveling with models. Now there's a lot of good, great, amazing models around the area, DMV area.
Yes.
But there's also some in other states, surrounding states, maybe even all the way to California. So, you know, Pacific, Atlantic to Pacific Sea, you know, north, south, even in other countries.
Yes.
And, you know, that's really something interesting to do. And I don't know, when exactly did you start traveling to meets or to meet other models and all that?
Mr. Worldwide.
And where did you start? Like, where did you travel to first?
My man was
in So I guess Boston was the first time I traveled. Like, awesome. By myself.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I went up there because I wanted to shoot with one of the models up there. Like, another photographer recommended me, like, to shoot with her. And I was like, all right, I'll DM her. And then we, like, booked the shoot, and I was up there. Like, that was my first, like, solo travel.
Who was the model?
Anything like that.
Lainey Rose?
Yeah, Lainey Rose.
Yeah, she follows me, too. Yeah. She's awesome.
She's my favorite model.
Like, she's amazing. Yeah.
Shout out to Lainey Rose.
Yeah, shout out to Lainey.
Shout out to Lainey.
Oh, Lainey. Okay, I said Lady. Lady Rose. Lainey Rose.
Lainey Rose, Lainey. Yeah.
Lady Rose, though, is a really cool. It's a catch. Lady Rose.
Yeah, and that was, like, my first, like, full-on, like, lingerie shoot. I was really nervous at first, but, like, honestly, shooting with Lainey, it was, like, she was just so great, like, the whole shoot. Because I was professional and everything like that, so she, like she was just great.
It
helped.
That's a good thing to note, like, when you're getting into, like, lingerie and any risque shoots, you have to find a model that you really vibe with. Because, like, me, when I did my first lingerie shoot, I'm just glad, like, the first person I did it with made me feel comfortable. Because not only is the model uncomfortable, some models are uncomfortable, but also the photographer gets really nervous. Like, I don't want to come off, like, weird. You're, like, worried about, like, oh, I don't make sure your face is straight the whole time. You just want to make sure that you're just giving off the right vibe, in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It helped a whole lot. And, like, her communication was great. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was like an adventure on its own, because, like, it snowed. It snowed a lot overnight, and I was not used to that.
The Northeast.
Yeah. That was the first place I traveled. And then I guess the next place was up in Rochester, like up in New York, upstate New York.
And planes, trains, what?
Planes. Yeah, they were cheap back then.
I'm a trains guy.
Wait, what do you mean back then?
We mean like COVID era?
2022, they were cheap.
In what
or
way?
2023.
No, that's a lie.
No, that's a lie, bro.
That's at the start.
They were
what,
so cheap.
Are you, guess Spirit Airlines, right?
Guess, like, how much I paid for that flight up to Boston.
How much?
$220.
You can take. You
that's
can take
a lot.
You can
dude.
Take a train for that.
Much. You can take a train for way less. Yeah, to Boston with for yeah.
What the hell, man?
Was that one way or was that just round trip?
Round trip.
Oh, for two? That's actually is a deal.
Yeah.
Still that's though, a deal I feel for like, round trip, dude.
Still though, I feel like the train would have been.
Was
like
it Spirit
a,
or what airlines was it?
It was Spirit.
No, it was Delta.
Oh,
it was
Delta. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got a deal on it though.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Did you talk to someone about this or did you get a coupon or?
So, I literally just looked for days. Like I looked,
you know what?
I looked for the right flights at the right time.
You know, I understand what he's saying because I think you can get good deals or. You can find good deals if you look on Google and Google Travel.
You just have to be very.
You have to be on.
You have to be on it. Just like
exactly
really diligent and just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how about this? When's the first time you traveled internationally to do a shoot?
Actually, this year was the first time I left the U.S.
Yeah, I've like, noticed actually, that, man. You've been going nervous, from country to country to country.
Yeah, I was. It was to. Turks and Caicos, which is still outside the U.S. It's a British territory, but
I was confused by
like Miami.
I was confused by that because you ended up in Japan and then you ended up in Bali and then you ended up in Turks, Caicos, and then you ended up.
Well, no. Turks and Caicos was first.
Oh,
and
that was
then,
first.
And so then I was all over the place.
But no, you were in Japan first.
Well,
were you in? Was Japan a layover or were you like actually in Japan?
He was there for like a day.
I was there for one day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was like, I was so jealous.
Yeah,
I studied abroad in Japan for 2 weeks, and when I was in high school, so I got kind of like
I was supposed.
I miss Japan so much.
Yeah,
I was supposed
once you
to
get
go
a
to,
taste.
Yeah, I was. No, I was supposed
I,
to go to
I
Japan.
I
want to
go back so bad.
I was supposed to go to Japan, but then COVID said no.
Yeah,
so,
gotta love COVID.
Yeah, no shout outs to COVID.
My mom just tested positive this morning, so it's kinda,
well, shout out to Mama Sanchez.
Yeah, feel better, Ma.
Anyway, internationally. So then, I assume you were nervous on the plane.
Of course.
Okay, but like, how did it work out? You got there, and then you had your layovers, and when you finally got there, I assume there was a guy to pick you up, or you had to find your way.
No, there was somebody that picked me up. So I went on the Mermaid Experience or whatever it's called.
What is that?
I knew Michaela. Like, I've been DMing her for like months beforehand.
Wait, but which Michaela?
Not okay. Michaela, hold on.
Wait, Hope Michaela?
No. I'm literally DMing her right now.
Michaela, yeah. I only know two Michaelas.
Yeah,
I know
same. Michaela underscore models. Either way,
I don't know who that is, but shout outs to them.
Yeah, yeah. Shout outs to Michaela.
But anyway, but like, so what? She recommended that to you, like the mermaid experience.
Well, she hosts it.
Oh,
okay. Wait, so was this one of those where you don't know who she is and she pops up and then she messages you about this experience or you already knew who she
because
was?
No, I knew who she was.
Okay.
She sent you the, hey, this is happening because, you know, I'm hosting it and all that.
I kind of DM'd her.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
But then, how much was the thing? Was a whole.
It was a lot. If we want to talk numbers, we can talk numbers, but I don't know.
Okay, was it in the four?
I don't know.
Was it four digits? Was it in the?
Yes.
What? What was the first number?
It's all about the Benjamins.
What was the first
baby.
Number?
Three.
Bro.
What?
What are you doing, man? No, not say. Okay, you had some good shots, I saw, but.
Listen.
Bro.
Teach me your ways.
Teach me your ways. Yeah, you gotta rub a bank for that. You gotta
like. Dang,
but then
man.
Again, you know, I guess you make your money your
but
own.
But he
way,
also but is single.
That is true. That was meals included and housing.
Okay.
Oh,
that's not so bad.
That's not so bad.
Meals because imagine if it was, model fees and housing.
That's
imagine,
not so bad.
Yeah. Imagine if it was that much, and then you have to get your own housing, your own food,
and I got chauffeured everywhere. So
that even better.
Wow,
you know what?
The royal treatment.
That's actually not a bad deal. I might as well invest in something like that because that is not only a trip, but you also meet people. Because I saw your. My throat hurts.
That's what she said.
I hope you keep that in
oh
there.
God
but yeah no that's actually pretty cool because you also traveled to Vegas for
that was a workshop with my friends
but that's different from the mermaid experience.
Yeah, way
work
different
on my
way
network
way cheaper. way cheaper.
It was probably like 200 or something.
Las Vegas is actually pretty cheap.
The flight? I don't remember.
Well, the flight's the flight. One thing, but the flight fact wasn't that
like anything.
Flights to Vegas are like $50.
They're like, it was like
$40 to $50 one way. So you're paying like $100 for a round trip.
Because like there's this one guy who this really great boudoir photographer. I think his name is Marco.
Marco Ibanez?
Well, he has his own studio in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's Marco Ibanez. Yeah.
Yeah,
up to that dude. He's freaking amazing.
Yeah, he has really good tips. But I think he's the one who hosted that, right? In Vegas?
No.
Yeah, that's the one Michaela was at, I think.
Yeah, no, because Eris Afreya was there, and then he was there.
Yeah, Jasmine was there.
I don't know if Michaela that was the same.
There. I don't it think
wasn't the same one.
It
no,
wasn't
no,
the same
because I went there. Oh my gosh, I forgot her name. Uh-oh. Oh gosh, Eris Afreya.
She was there. Yeah.
No, she.
She
DM'd
was not
me
there. Oh, mm-hmm. She DM'd
after I had left Vegas.
She's like, "Yeah, are you in town?"
Because I think she reached out to me. That's, I was like, oh yeah, that's my little brother. And she's like, oh my God, really? I'm like, not biologically. She got really excited. I was just like. Oh.
Yeah, she reached out to me.
She is, have you worked with her yet?
Yeah.
She is incredible.
Yeah, I worked with her at the Mean Girl shoot.
In one of those traveling shoots that you did, what is like the most challenging and memorable experience from all that?
That's a lot. There's a lot of challenging and memorable experiences. I think.
Or challenging and or memorable.
That's like all of it.
Damn.
But I think the most challenging was trying to leave Bali. Because
wait, what?
What?
Two of my flights got canceled. Trying
oh,
to get.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be darker than that.
Yeah.
No. You're being held against your will abroad.
It kind of felt like it.
I was just like, dude.
Okay. Or maybe like you met someone or something like that.
You were going to get married. It's going to be some 90-day fiance type.
Nothing like that.
Okay. So then two flights were canceled. That's actually unfortunate. I hope you got some of your money back. Or
yeah. I got the flight back home. Reimburse. So nice. that was nice.
I feel like Delta owes you. I feel like it's in the law somewhere.
It was Korean Air. Because
you had to fly. You have to fly another
airline to get all the way to Bali. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was an experience because I never experienced like sleep deprivation or anything like that. Because like literally we got there at 1 a.m. for our flight. I was out partying like that day. So I was like ready to just get on the plane, you know, sleep the rest of it.
Uh-huh. Justin is not who he says he is.
He might be quiet, might be introverted.
Yeah, you guys see one thing, we see another.
Yeah, it's like that. but I was ready for the flight and at like 4 a.m. they canceled it.
What?
And so
it took
a while, but they got us a hotel room, it was really only like 2 hours we got to ourselves before we had to get up for the next flight, which was canceled again.
Oh my gosh.
And then like me and a bunch of other people, like we like formed like a little group and we were telling each other information we heard from different people about like when the next flight's going to be. And pretty much the next day, like 24 hours later at 1 a.m., we finally got a flight out. So
good Lord.
That was an experience.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it felt like it.
At least you made it out of there.
I'm glad I could.
And then you write a book, Surviving Bali.
Yeah.
But then when's the next time you think you'll be able to do something like that again?
Probably next year.
Okay. Fair.
I've spent
who knows
way maybe, too much money.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be funny. Like who knows? Maybe we end up in the same workshop or something, and we're like, hey, you know,
that would be fun. Yeah,
let's record a podcast on site.
Ooh, good point.
In a different country, that would be interesting.
Yeah, or a different state. You never know. I don't know. Maybe we end up in Vegas or something.
Vegas we start touring. We just start touring and be like in different hotel rooms recording.
True. True.
That sounds fun.
I know it looks like a sting operation, but no.
All the microphones set up, different corners of the room.
Room service comes in, is just like, what's going on in here?
Oh, we have a podcast.
Baba Booey.
Got it.
The hell was that all about? That's his new ringtone. Okay, that's what. Okay, but okay, here, Justin, to say this. How is your experience traveling, you know, shooting and traveling?
Life-changing. So I honestly would be just like, I don't know, saving every penny I had and like not living life really if it wasn't for photography, like, I guess like kicking me out of the house and like really making me like grow as a person and like meet new people. Like I've met so many like different and interesting people just internationally. That's not to say there aren't a lot of people like that in the US, but I am more inclined when I'm in a different country. Another cool thing is that like hashtags on Instagram, they're a little weird right now because of AI art and not art, AI stuff.
I'm convinced.
Is that why I'm not getting hashtag views?
I'm convinced they don't really
work. Because I'm seeing like when I go to my insights, I'm getting like barely any hashtag.
I'm convinced that those hashtags don't really work anymore.
They don't.
You can do it, but it's not going to work that much. Like, you're not going to get
people saving your posts now and actually commenting and you commenting and back. Saving is the most. Saving is a big one.
Yeah. The thing is, the most things I save are like shooting techniques, recipes.
I save like a lot of editing tips.
There's that too. Yeah.
A lot of editing tips, real content ideas,
and shooting locations and also places to check out. Shooting locations I have saved a lot. Mm-hmm. So,
and food spots in DC.
That too.
Because I'm a foodie. I like going around to different spots.
Same. But that actually sounds pretty cool. Like, I think I'm going to do that at one point. I'm going to start small and then go big. So maybe I'll go to Utah, because Utah, naturally, it's a really good looking space.
Yeah, but Utah's great. Salt Lake City is amazing.
I want to go to Colorado.
Colorado? What part?
Probably Boulder or Denver.
Mm. Yeah. I heard Denver is great.
I heard Colorado. Wait.
I want to move. That's my wife and I's dream, is to move to Colorado.
I heard Colorado. There. I heard Colorado Springs smells like sewage.
We will not tolerate any slander towards Colorado.
We're going to get canceled by Colorado.
The whole state.
Okay, cut that out too. Okay.
We don't want to get sued.
We love Colorado. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Colorado.
Shout out to Colorado.
Lots of mountains.
But you know what? I loved hearing all this. You know what? And we both love you, Justin. Thank you for telling us all this, because now we're getting ideas.
This was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Yeah. No, this is a really great episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Justin, he'll be back. Maybe he won't. But
you never know.
I would like to see him back.
Yeah.
I would like to be back.
It was a blast.
But yeah, you know what? Yeah, this is wrapping it up. But thank you, Justin, for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So if anybody wants to DM me about artificial lighting, I will talk for days, months, years about artificial lighting. So hit me up if you see some photo and you're like, how did they light that? I love playing that. It's like Mad Libs, but with what lighting they used for me. So
you heard the man.
All right. Well, feel free to message him. And if you don't feel like it, then don't do it. but seriously, if you have questions, go about artificial lighting, then go ahead or ask any of us, honestly, on our personal page, on our on our podcast page.
Yeah, personal Manic Melanin and photography page.
Also,
shout out to Sanchez Photos.
Yeah, shout out to Peach Magenta Photography, and shout out to Midnight Killjoy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's my, or I have another one, but Midnight Killjoy is my photography.
True.
And I should have a videography page coming very soon.
Same.
So be on the lookout for that.
But yes, before I end it, I do want to say, we have some special stories popping out soon. So keep an eye on our stories and please interact with it, because we're going to have something out there that is going to actually go into our pod sessions soon.
Definitely. We're taking things to the next level with content creation on our Instagram page. So be on the lookout for some videos, some photos. We're going to get more interactive with you guys.
Definitely.
I feel like we're not really...
We did slack a bit, but we're gonna work on it this time. We're gonna go a little bigger. So season two, we're going out.
Definitely.
We're going in with a bang. That's what I meant.
Boom.
But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. So episode 14 coming soon. This has been episode 13 with Justin. So thank you, Emerson. Thank you, Justin, for being here. And this is Peach.
And this is Emerson.
This is Justin.
And we will see you very soon. And also feel free to check out our website
at folkbros.com.
Okay. And that's that. So we will see you later.
Peace out, people. Thank you for listening to the Vote Bros Podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram @VoteBrosPodcast and follow us on X/Twitter @VoteBros.